Because if so, loy stomon tzricha lameimo timezavninin, you do not have to tell me that minastam you're allowed to sell them these things. Like, why not? For loy pirushim tzricha lameimo, and you tell me pirush, which says clearly for the avodah zarah, also you do not have to tell me that it's also pshita that it's also. Elo the pshat must be stomon de koma chiti. He stam said, sell me wheat. Pirushim de koma chivratom. He said white wheat. Since he said white wheat, that's special wheat, therefore it's also to sell to a guy. Michlal, it should come out then, if that's the difference, it's only by wheat there's a difference. Mashma though, the tarnagol, afilu stoma namiloi, then by a tarnagol, by the croatia, by chicken, even if the guy says, stam, sell me a chicken, it's also also to sell. It's only by shardvorm is there a difference between stam and perushim. But by chicken, mashma, any chicken is also. So again, it's not like Rav Zvid. So Mara says, Amri, I'll tell you, Lielum, Staman, the Komechiti Chavra. To know, Staman means what the guy says, give me white wheat. Pirushan, that the Mishnah says, is also the Koma, Lavoros Kechovim. The guy said clearly, I want this white wheat to worship my Vodah Zarah. So the question was, Pshita? The Mara says, no. Well, Pirushan, it's Ruchle. There's a Chiddush to say, when the guy is Mefarish, that still it's also. Because otherwise, Salkot, that the Chamin Chai would have thought to say, Hi Gavra, this guy love Leavodas Kechovim called boy. He does not really want this white wheat for to worship the Avodah Zarah. He wants to make a nice cake now for himself to eat. If so, why does it say he wants to fit Avodah Zarah? It's like this: Ela Mivda Ku the Ovev Avodas Kechovim. This guy is very attached to the Avodah Zarah. The Sovra also thinks Ki Eicher Yehu Gavra Ovev Bei, just like he himself is attached to the Avodah Zarah, is Kuli Almanami Aviku. Everybody else also is attached to the Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Amy thinks and he says like this, Amochi, let me tell people that I want this wheat to worship the Avodah Zarah, Ki Eichid Eles Fuli, in order that they'll sell it to me, and maybe they'll even give me a bargain. They'll sell it to me cheaper. Like, since they like Avodah Zarah, and they hear that I'm also going to use it for Lashem Avodah Zarah, they'll give me a good price on it. But really, maybe the guy only wants it to cook with. So therefore, maybe it's muta kamash mula no, that still it's also. If the guy says he wants it l'shem avodah zarah, it's also to sell to him anything. Boy, Rav Ashi asks a question like this: Tarnagel lovin ketua lemi mahu. Let's say a guy comes in and says, "Who has a white chicken that's missing a finger? Ma, what's the locha? Limchol tarnagel lovin shalom. Are we allowed to sell him a complete white chicken?" Me, Amrina, one svara, should we say, me dekame ketua, since the guy said he wants a chicken that's missing a finger, lav lavores kechovim keboi, he does not mean to take it to worship Avodah Zarah, because they do not bring a mechusar ever for a korban. Or do we maybe know, irumi komarim, maybe the guy is playing a joke on us, he's like fooling us, like he knows that we would not sell him a pure white one. So therefore he tells us he wants one with a leg, with the finger off. But really, really, he's hoping that we will give him a whole one that he'll really use it for the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, it should be asa. So that's one suffix. Now, Im Tim Slim, if you want to tell me this is true, Hayirumiho de Komarim, that the guy is just playing, a game on us, and really he's hoping he'll get a sholim, a complete one, to bring it to the Avodah Zarah, and therefore it's also to sell him a complete one. What's going to be though? Tarnago lovin lemi, Tarnago lovin lemi. The guy comes in and truth says, I want a white chicken. Now, v'yoyvel le'shachar. First we give him a black one, for shokol, and he buys it. V'yoyvel le'odim, then we give him a red one, and also for shokol, he takes it. So now you could have a suffix, malim chalelovin. Are we allowed to sell him now a white chicken? Once, or as me, I mean, and should we say, kivon di'yoyv v'shachar v'shokol, odim v'shokol, lav le'avarez kechavim kaboyi, since we gave him a black one. And we gave him a red one and he took them and those he will not use for the Avodah Zarah. So you see, this person is not interested right now in buying kabonis for the Avodah Zarah, so it should be muti even to sell him a white one. Because he only wants chicken to eat. Or do we maybe know again, Erumi Komarim. We have to be afraid maybe the guy is pulling our leg. He's fooling us again. That he knows that we're not going to give him stam a white one. So first he'll take the black one, he'll take the red one, only Amunasar eventually will give him the white one. And when he gets the white one, he'll worship the Avodah Zarah. So it's a good suffix. Masas Teiku is a suffix. We have to wait to see what the halacha will be. Teiku is a suffix. Tell him where it says. Says the Mishnah, Avdekel Tav, even from a good palm tree, it's us the salt for goy. Oh, Malay Rav Chizdul Avimi, Kimiri, we learned like this, that the Avoid is Kechovim, the Avram Avinu, Avram Avinu is Mesechta, of Avoid is Zoro, Dalad Meir Pirke Heaven. There were 400 Prokim there. In other words, Avram was the first one to be Makar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everybody else, whatever the Avodah Zorah, he had a lot of Nesenis then, a lot of Shailas then. His Mesechta, what he knew about Avodah Zorah, took up 400 Prokim. Fianan, us now, Chamisha Tanan. We only have 5 Prokim in Mesechta Avodah Zorah. And still, below Yadinon, my comment, we do not know what the Mishnah means. Like, what is called a Dekel Tav? What does that mean? Samura says, oh my gosh, what's bothering you? Tiftoni, that says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Meir Yeroimer, Avdekel Tav, Chatzav, Viniklas. Also, Limchor, Liotkechovim. These things you're not allowed to sell to a guy. So, is a diik, Dekel Tav, Hudulay Mazminen, Mashmoni, a good palm tree you can't sell to a guy. Ha Dekel Bish, Mizavninen, but it should come out then that a bad palm tree you are allowed to sell. So that's not true. Yitznan, we learned later, Ein Moichim Lehem B'Mechub L'Karka. You're not allowed to sell anything that's Mechub L'Karka. There's Nisav Lo Yisachonein L'Titin Lehem Chaniyah V'Karka. You're not allowed to sell them anything that's Mechub L'Karka, attached to the ground. It's any type of a tree that's sold to a guy. So Hakam Al-Mishnah says only a good palm tree. So where it says, O Malay, my Dekel Tav, you know what a Dekel Tav means in Al-Mishnah? It means Peiros Dekel Tav, it means the fruits of a good palm tree. Because again, these fruits they'll use for the avodah zarah. Mashenke and bad fruits they won't use. Vechein amar Rav Huna, peres dekel tav. That was also to sell. Now, chatsa, what does that mean? Kashba. That's this type of a fruit. Kashba is a type of a fruit. Rashi says, min tamarim, the type of dates. Niklas. What does Niklas mean? Ki osi ravdimi amar Rav Chomer bar Yosef kuraiti. It means karaiti. Rashi says also, Rashi says min peris, another type of a fruit. This type of a fruit, these type of fruits, is also to sell to goyim, because they'll worship the avodah zarah with them. Oh, malaya baile ravdimi, sabaya sabat ravdimi, tana niklas. We learned in our Mishnah niklas, puloya dinamau, I do not know what the Mishnah means. Fiyata mata karaiti, now you're telling me another word, karaiti, and again, puloya dini, I do not know. My hanaslan, why don't you help us? Like, I don't know what Niklas means, I don't know what karaiti means, so what are you helping me? Or Malay, so Dimi said back, yes, Ahani Luchwami, I'm helping you like this. To the Azla Sosan, that when you go back to Eretz Yisrael, or Martulu Niklas Vloyadi, let's say left the people there, what's a Niklas? Even if they do not know what that is, but you have another question to ask, you could ask them, or Martulu karaiti, maybe they'll know what karaiti is. Vyadi, and they'll know, Vokomach Luchwan, they'll show it to you. So therefore, you're getting on the deal, you'll be able to ask another type of a word for the same meaning. So I'm helping you, not only to ask for Niklas, but karaiti is also the same type of a fruit. The kids are these special type of fruits that the goyim use to worship their avodah zarah with. Therefore, it's also for a Jew to sell these to a goy. Mishnah says, Mokim shenogu limcho behem madakom lev dikechovim moichrim. If this is a place that the minig is that a Jew is permissible to sell a behemadak, a small animal, to a guy, it's okay. But mokim shenogu shlelimcho of the minig, if this mokim is not to sell a behemadak, a small animal, to a guy, then ain't moichrim, it's also to do it. In other words, this is totally in a minig. Because the shaler is, are we afraid that the goyim will live, will have revia with the animal? So, is told by us in a minute, is there are certain places where Choshe, the goyim, will live with the animal, and therefore it's also to sell to them. If the place were not Choshe, then it's mutter to sell to them. But the Mishnah says, of a chomokim, but every place, ain't moichim lem b'ayim agasa. But a big animal, we're not allowed to sell to a goy. We'll see in the Gemara why not. Now, a b'ayim agasa includes also a golem, a small calf, a young calf, v'sayochim, a small, a young, a donkey. Shleimim u'shvurim, even though with the hole, or who are then if they have a broken leg, if something's broken with the animal, still there's a light plug, you're not allowed to sell it to a guy. We'll soon see why. Rabbi Yehuda Matavishvur, Rabbi Yehuda holds to know that if the animal has a broken leg, that it can't do work with it, then there's no gzeira, then you're allowed to sell a behem agasa to a guy. Or Ben Beseira Matavishvur, Ben Beseira also holds with a sus, you're allowed to sell a sus, a horse, to a guy. We'll see in the Gemara why. So first of all, at the beginning of the Mishnah is Mashrim, it's telling the Minik whether you're allowed to sell a Behemah Daka to a Goy or not. So Gemara says, Lememra, you want to tell me, the Yisur Lek, it's not a clear-cut Issa, but rather, Minhogu, the Yikah, it's telling the Minik Hamokam. Hechid denog, Yisur Nog, Hechid denog, Het Nog. If the Minik is to sell it, you're allowed to. If the Minik is not, you're not allowed to. Where a minute we'll have a question. We'll have a Gemara later that says, Ein ma midim behema bundakoyas shlev de gechovim. If you stay in an inn, a goyish inn, in a hotel, overnight, you're not allowed to leave your animal there overnight by the goyim. You can't leave your behema daka there, or any animal. Why? We're afraid that the goyim will live with the animal overnight. And that's a lot that Ben Noach is mitzvah, not like this. The Rashi says, "V'ikim mishum l'fniiva, l'sitim michshol, t'vnei Noach netzavol arreviya." They say, "V'hoi l'boser echad," that even the goyim have to be to one boss, the mean man and lady. Yotzu behemah v'chayi she'nasam boser echad mashenkin. The behemah they can't live, they can't have children from behemahs. So therefore, there's an issur for Ben Noach to live with an animal. So a Jew is not allowed to let a goy do it with his animal. Tirat's mashma, every place, it's also to leave over your animal in the punukois. Sakam bayos, he's saying, is told in the minik. So Marin says, Omar Rav, Rav says, Mokim shetiru limcher atiru liyachet. No, it's taka true. The place that you're allowed to sell him a behemah daka, the pshat is in that mokim, we're not choshe, the goyim will live with the animals, they don't do it. So therefore, you're allowed to leave your animal overnight with them also. And Mokim Shosu Liyachid, that the Gemara later says, you're not allowed to be Miyachid, the animal, with the Goyim. In that place, also Limcher, it's also to sell it to them. But true, they both have the same halacha, selling it to them or leaving it overnight in their inn. That's Rav's first.